Chapter 1. The Inner Game of Selling. Robert Collier wrote, "Visualize this thing that you want. See it, feel it, believe in it. Make your mental blueprint and begin to build." Nothing happens until a sale takes place. Salespeople are some of the most important people in our society. Without sales, our entire society would come to a grinding halt. The only real creators of wealth in our society are businesses. Businesses produce all products and services. Businesses create all profits and wealth. Businesses pay all salaries and benefits. The health of the business community in any city, state, or nation is the key determinant of the quality of life and standard of living of the people in that geographical area. You are important. Salespeople are the most vital people in any business. Without sales, the biggest and most sophisticated companies shut down. Sales are the spark plug in the engine of free enterprise. There's a direct relationship between the success of the sales community and the success of the entire country. The more vibrant the level of sales, the more successful and profitable is that industry or area. Salespeople pay for all the schools, hospitals, private and public charities, libraries, parks, and all good things that are vital to our standard of living. Salespeople, through their sales and the profits and taxes created by successful companies, pay for government at all levels, for all welfare, unemployment insurance, Social Security, Medicare, and other benefits. Salespeople are essential to our way of life. Salespeople are the movers and shakers. President Calvin Coolidge once said, "The business of America is business." If you strip down the major newspapers, like the Wall Street Journal and Investors Business Daily, and the major business magazines, such as Forbes, Fortune, Business Week, Inc., Business 2.0, Wired, and Fast Company, almost everything they write about has something to do with sales. All of our financial markets, including the prices of stocks, bonds, and commodities, as well as current interest rates, have to do with sales. As a professional salesperson, you are a mover and shaker in our society. The only question is, how well do you sell? For many years, sales was considered to be a second-rate occupation. Many people were embarrassed to tell others that they were in sales. There was a general bias against salespeople. Recently, the president of a Fortune 500 company told a journalist, "Around here, we consider sales to be the sleazy side of our business." The best companies. This attitude is changing quickly. Today, the very best companies have the very best salespeople. The second best companies have the second best salespeople. The third best companies are on their way out of business. The most successful organizations in the world are all superb selling organizations. Hundreds of universities now offer courses in professional selling, a great change from a few years ago. Many young people are coming out of college and immediately seeking positions in sales with large companies. More CEOs of Fortune 500 companies have come up through the ranks from sales than from any other part of the company. The most powerful businesswoman in America at one time was Carly Fiorina, president and CEO of Hewlett-Packard. After obtaining a degree in medieval history from Stanford, she went to work at AT&T in sales and worked her way up. Pat McCulhey, who was once the president of Xerox, also worked her way up from sales. Many of the top companies in the world are headed by former salespeople. High income and job security. You can be proud to be a sales professional. Your ability to sell can give you a high income and lifelong job security. No matter how many changes take place in the economy, there will always be a need for top salespeople. Regardless of how many companies and industries become obsolete or just go out of business, good salespeople will always be in high demand. By becoming excellent in sales, you can accomplish any financial goal you set for yourself. 74% of self-made millionaires in America are entrepreneurs, people who started and built their own businesses. They get an idea for a product or service that no one else is offering, or which they feel they can offer better than the competition, and they start their own business. And among entrepreneurs, the single most important skill for success is the ability to sell. Every other skill can be hired away from somewhere else. But the ability to sell is the key factor determining a company's success or failure. 5% of self-made millionaires in America are salespeople who have worked for other